Today we are going to read from New Testament Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'll read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Now as they were traveling along, Jesus entered the village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Of course, Martha was not an impious woman. Indeed, upon loss of her brother Lazarus, when Jesus came a little bit too late, in John chapter 11, John described, saying, verse 5, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Same chapter 11, verse 21, Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." And verse 27, Martha said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." So this is Martha in her true piety, very deep trust, belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. She had great piety, deep and strong trust in the Lord Jesus and his power, his authority as Son of God. So here, Jesus, during his the final route of Perian ministry and Jerusalem ministry, he stopped by Martha's house. So as a user, as a host, good, hospitable host, she tried everything to prepare the best meal for Jesus. Also, Jesus following apostles. Definitely, the whole house was busy with food preparations. But as we assume, Jesus usually sent someone beforehand so that the hostess or host could prepare before Jesus arrived. So here, Martha with Mary, they were doing such wonderful, hospitable preparations for visiting Jesus and Jesus' apostles. Once Jesus entered the house, Mary stopped her preparation with her sister Martha. She followed Jesus and seated at Jesus' feet. So here, Mary voluntarily and intentionally chose listening to Master's words than food preparations she had been doing up to Jesus entered her house. That is the background of today's event. As I've said, Jesus was rounding his last part of ministry. Perean ministry is east side of Jordan River. When he crossed Jordan River, it is Judean and close to Jericho and some 10 more miles, Jerusalem is there. That's why in Ephraim, that was a Perean city, and he was there, Martha sent for Jesus because her brother Lazarus was very sick to death. But Jesus, after he heard that report, he stayed in Ephraim for 2 more days because Jesus knew that this event, that is, Lazarus' death, was going to bring glory to Father in heaven. So he waited until Lazarus was dead. That is what's happening, say, during 3-4 weeks of Jesus' final public ministry between Perean part and Judean Jerusalem part. Here Jesus just came across and then visited, entered Martha's house. Somehow, Lazarus was not mentioned here. He could be there, but was not at the focal point. So Luke intentionally focused on Jesus, Martha, and Mary in his writing. If we were one of Jesus' 12 apostles, Jesus was teaching each one of us something very important. As Jesus told Martha in verse 42, one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part that shall not be taken away from her. Listening to Jesus' word at his feet is primary duty and privilege of any one of Jesus' true followers. In other words, true disciples. Disciple means follow. So Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, all they are loved by Jesus. At the same time, they are true followers of Jesus Christ. But today, at her house, Martha chose food preparation, excessive preparations, then listening to Jesus' instruction words at his feet. So, choice was given to her. She chose food preparations for serving Jesus, then listening to Jesus' words. Mary took other course. She chose quitting food preparations. She might have thought preparations are more than enough already. I'd better listen to Master's word. So two sisters chose two separate respective activity while Jesus was with them. I'll put the title of today's event. Choose one thing necessary for your soul. Of course, foods we need to survive. Not just survive, laying on bed, energize us to go out to work, to fulfill our calling from God. So food is necessary, but there is more important than our body, what our soul, the condition of our soul. Our soul food is Word of God. Life-giving, spiritual Word of God, our soul, our spirit needs. Martha was focused on our bodily need. Mary was focused on our spiritual need. And Jesus had to spell out, to give instruction to everyone around him, including the complaining Martha and listening Mary and other 12 apostles. Maybe there were more people around him. One necessary thing for every one of Jesus' disciples is listen to his word. Just pay attention to what Jesus has done. Upon entering Martha's home, he did not chit-chat with everyone around there. No, he set the position of Rabbi Jesus sitting on the seat, means ready to teach. If he reclined on the meal table, ready to eat. But when he sit down, ready to teach. It is his Father in heaven. Fatherly commission is that. Heavenly Father's commission to Jesus was to make Father's will known by proclamation, by preaching, by teaching. That's what Jesus' main focus was there. Upon entering Martha's house, first thing was not chit-chat or reclining to eat. Teaching. It was Jesus' main life goal. To make known Father's will in heaven. To establish Messianic kingdom as Messiah and King for his people. So primary task was to teach and to preach. By doing so, making his heavenly Father's will known to people around him. Especially his dear friends and disciples in that home. Mary chose that portion of the time. That was very ordinary, natural relationship between Rabbi and his disciples. Yes, there is time to eat. There is time to rest. But here, while Jesus was at her home, Martha should have chosen the part to listen to Rabbi Jesus' precious word, because it is not his daily activity to visit Bethany to stay at Martha's house. It is very seldom occasion. In other words, precious occasion. That's why Mary noticed what a precious time this could be to have Master Rabbi Jesus at her home. She would not waste even one moment, one second. That's why. The moment she noticed Rabbi's sitting, knew exactly Rabbi was ready to give a speech, to teach, she sat at his feet. Yes, Martha's food preparation is also necessary for all of them, including Rabbi Jesus, to live and to survive. But still, among necessities for life, priorities are given to each part of that activities. Listening to Master's teaching and Jesus concurred with Mary's correct, righteous, and pious choice, listening to Master's speech. No wonder Matthew wrote chapter 12, verses 48 through 50. When Jesus was teaching among his apostles at certain home, outside his brothers and his mom visited from Nazareth because they heard about the rumor. Their brother, their son, was out of mind or demon-possessed. So somebody noticed Jesus. Your mother, brothers outside. Verse 48, Jesus replied to that reporter, saying, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Pointing to his own disciples, Jesus said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, and mother." Here, Mary is at that level, doing Heavenly Father's will. How? Listening to Heavenly Father's apostle. The sender, the Father's will is, listen to my apostle Jesus, my son's proclamation, my son's preaching, listen to him so that all of you may know my will, because through my son I revealed my will. Mary chose that good part, necessary part, knowing Jesus' heart very well. It is not just one incident that could have been Mary's spiritual attitude. As Jesus, one of the disciples, she had correct, pious, God-fearing attitude. Her first priority while around her Master Jesus was to listen to him. Not serving him first with any food or entertainment. No, listening to him is any disciple's primary service. Worship means service. So worshiping Jesus is listening to his word is our primary service, not food preparation. Yes, food preparation, entertaining as a host or hostess, the guest, including Jesus, could be thought, but not takes first priority. Because that is not in the mind of visiting Master Jesus. Jesus' mind was focusing on revealing Heavenly Father's will by proclaiming and preaching and teaching. Solomon said, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, yes, to fear the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. Very choice, that wise and best choice. Martha, while serving Jesus by food preparations, filled with complaint and anxiety. No wonder. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus already said, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. What you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? And verse 28, why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. First, seek kingdom of God and its righteousness. It is precious teaching of Jesus Christ. When we are so busy with our daily activities, God-given vocation, yes, we fulfill every day. But when we lose time, moment to sit down, listen to God's quiet voice in our listening to Word of God, reading Word of God, meditating on what we read or listen, chewing on it. Psalmist David, one of his best psalms he wrote, Psalm 119, he said, I woke up early in the morning just to read and to meditate on your word. That is first calling, our primary vocation in our daily activity. Listen to the word of God. When we lose all our vigorous power, energy, and we are forcibly lay down in the bed, then we want to read Word of God, listen to Word of God. That is good too. But while we are vigorous about our daily activities, full of energy, still our primary concern should be listen to sweet voice of the Word of God. That will revive our soul, nourish our soul, make us close to our heavenly journey to His new Jerusalem, to live with Him forever. Day by day, moment by moment, we come close to Him, knowing more of Him more, knowing more of His will for our life, for the world. Brothers and sisters, let us exert ourselves. Always focus on the will of God through the spoken, written word of our Lord, Master Jesus Christ, so that our soul may be renewed every day, that our body will follow. Putting our spiritual life first above our bodily life will always receive God's compliment and approval. May we receive same kind of praise from the mouth of Jesus. Mary has chosen good part that shall not be taken away from her. Let's pray. Lord, make us ever get close to you by knowing your heart, by knowing your will, so that we may listen to you, pay attention to you. By doing so, we may know more about you, more of you, more of your Father Jesus, Father in heaven, so that we may become more obedient, more loving, more fruitful disciple of Jesus and of sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, who gave up his own Son to make us reconciled to him, to adopt us his children, while we were still sinners. What a mystery. What a grace we are given. Let's pray. Father, may your love and may your Son's grace fill our body and soul through the remainder of our whole earthly journey until we meet you face to face. Do not leave us alone. Make us ever close to you by listening to your Son's voice, reading his word, so that the indwelling Holy Spirit may be willingly, joyfully guide us, teach us, and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.